So I've written a new book, Climatopolis. The subtitle gives it away, How Our Cities Will Thrive in the Hotter Future. The starting point of my book is that climate change is a real and scary threat. But I have been called an optimistic pessimist because I argue that we have every incentive to anticipate and imagine the challenges that climate change will pose for us. And the first step in protecting ourselves and our loved ones is to be prepared. And so if climate change means it's going to be hotter, if there's going to be weather extremes, a key step is that this won't blindside us. If we can anticipate that we're going to face these challenges, then I'm an optimist that capitalism and the magic of the market can help us to adapt to some of the scary things that we may face in the future if we didn't prepare.
How can we see that in practice? Do cities already adapt?
So there's an element, so people in cities adapt. Let's do an ugly case. In the summer of 2010, Moscow had a horrible heat wave that killed thousands. I was shocked by this, and it was deadly. But a silver lining of this disaster that took place is that people will learn from that experience. And in the future, now that people in Moscow now anticipate that future hotter summers are more likely, will be more likely to purchase air conditioners and to come up with contingency plans so that the next time a heat wave is announced, the people will be ready and there'll be much less death, I predict, from future heat waves as the population adapts.
Do you think there's a big difference in adapting in cities in the developing countries and in the Western world?
Absolutely. Richer people, whether it's people in Los Angeles or people in Maastricht, those who have more income have access to a wide variety of strategies, from eating better foods, having access to being able to travel away from a city that is under stress, having access to better health care. In the developing world, there's billions of people moving to cities, but who are poor. They're moving to cities for the jobs and opportunities. And so I argue in Climatopolis that economic growth will help nations, whether it's Egypt or Bangladesh, to adapt to climate change because urbanites become richer. Cities make us richer because of the gains to trade and the learning that takes place in cities. But we need people, for people to cope with climate change, we need people in the developing world to get richer.
How can we move on from climate change to sustainability?
So I argue in the book that if, up to this point, the first chapter of my book, and my son likes this title, is called Too Much Gas. The more greenhouse gas emissions we release, as there's more and more people living the American dream, it becomes harder to adapt to climate change. So if with Europe being a leader, if we could do a better job embracing sustainability, we would face less climate change and it would be easier to adapt to. So sort of like peanut butter and jelly, achieving sustainability goals helps us to adapt. The challenge has been is even with President Obama in the United States, we haven't come up with a way to sign a binding Kyoto Protocol to get India and China to agree to a world agreement to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. And this is why I wrote my book. With greenhouse gas emissions rising, with world population growing, with rising per capita income, climate change is a reality. I'd love to see the world embrace sustainability. It would make adaptation much easier, but we have not taken our medicine and we're going to face serious consequences. But we know this.
Have you any idea what the world will look like in cities and adapting climate change, in, let's say, another 25 years?
So I try to avoid science fiction, but I've tried to think hard about that. In our cities, and Maastricht is a counterexample, I have seen 500-year-old buildings in Maastricht today. In the United States, our cars live for 15 years, our buildings live for 50 years. We hope that we live for 100 years, but we're always rebuilding our cities. Our cities are durable infrastructure, but we're rebuilding. I believe the cities of the future, where my son will live his adult life, will be more energy efficient, more water efficient. We're going to have to allow prices to rise. I want to see the United States have gas prices as high as Europe's. I would celebrate that because it would send incentives and signals even to Dick Cheney that he needs an electric car. He needs solar panels. And so Americans respond to incentives, and we have faced very low fossil fuel prices. If we take our medicine, we would embrace liberals and Republicans would embrace sustainable cities, and this would help to mitigate greenhouse gas emissions?